Okay, Shavua Tov. We're going to start Parakhov Ches in Hilchos Shabbos, and we're in the area, the issue of Tchum. And up to this point in time, we haven't dealt with a lot of practical cases of Tchum, because they're really talking about, let's say, for instance, an individual home or your makom where you make your shvisa. We're going to touch on today is, I'd say, more modern practical cases of Tchum. There's going to be a lot of pictures. So for those people who like pictures, I'll be putting them up on the screen as we do the various cases. Okay, so the first thing to understand is what he says in Lacha Aleph. He says, Kol beis dira sheyose mina medina. Okay, so what the struggle that takes place with Tchum is to define exactly where the Tchum of the city would begin, meaning, at what point do you start counting your 2,000 amos? Or where does the city end, so to speak? So and if a city was a perfect square, this would be something easy to solve. But as an example, let's say you have a house, okay? And the house is, technically speaking, outside the borders of the city, okay? As long as imhaya beno bena medina shivim ama ushnein vishani shlishi ama, okay? So as long as there is a 70 2/3 amos, okay, between the location of that home and the border of the city, shehutzela beis asayim hamrubos, okay, opachas bizeh, which basically is the length of one of those sides of those beis asayim. Remember, we had that when it came to areas of enclosing. If as long as it's one of those sides, which again comes out to 70 2/3 amos, okay, as long as it's that distance or less. So that means that home is considered part of the city. So again, you don't, in other words, it's not that there has to be a physical tziruf between houses to make it part of the city. As long as it's the space is 70 2/3 amos or less, you could say that city, so to speak, from a tchum standpoint, is still ongoing. So therefore, ukushim modin la alpaim ama lechol ruach modin chutz mi beis dirazeh. So then, at what point would you start counting your 2,000 amos of the end of the city? It would be actually from that point, from the point of the house. Okay? So the first chiddush we see here is that whereas the, let's say, the official end of the city might be at X point, the fact is that it can include even a house as long as that home is 70 2/3 amos from the end of the city. Okay? Now, halacha beis. Now, how far can you go with this? Hayabayazek karav le medina b'shivim ama, ubayisheni karav le bayis rishon b'shivim ama, ubayishlishi karav le sheni b'shivim ama. Okay, v'chein ad mahalach kam yomim, hariyakol ke medina achas. So what's interesting is that you can actually have this system of houses be ongoing. Right. So for example, you can have the city end at location X. Okay, 70 amos to the house. Then another house is 70 amos to that. Another house 70 amos to that, and on and on and on. That's how the tchum, so to speak, can never. That's how tchum won't start until that last house. So that actually has a lot of practical applications. If you want to know how far to go tchum, to when to start counting your tchum, it's not by, let's say, where the city ends. It's from that last house, as long as that house was within 70 amos of the house before it. Okay. Hariyah kol kemedina achas ukushim modin modin mechutz lebayis achram. And when you measure from the last house. V'hu shiyah beis dirazeh arba amos liyaser. As long as, of course, the house itself, that makom that you're measuring, is arba by arba. Okay, so again, it's almost like the analogy sometimes uses a chut, like a string. You can string together, actually, all those houses, and then the tchum wouldn't start being counted from that last house. Okay, halacha gimel. Okay, so now the question is, what's considered a dira? Meaning, what's considered a bias that is that I can say is still considered attached to the city? Okay, so v'chein base knesses sheish bo base dira lechazanin. So number one, I can have a shul as long as inside the shul there is a place for a chazan to live. Okay, meaning that there's some dwelling that takes place inside the base knesses, a base of odazara sheish bo base dira lekumran. Okay, so let's say a church or some type of idolatrous temple, where they have a room set aside for the priests, that otsro sheish behen beis dira, or storage facilities, where again there's a place for someone to live, that gesher, okay, that kever sheish pan beis dira. So again, a bridge, okay, or a grave, both that have a makom for that someone lives in them. We can obviously see a certain theme here. Ushlosh mechitzos, okay, three walls. She'ein alein tikra, okay. Let's say you have three walls that have no roof, okay. V'yesh ben arba amos, arba amos, but they have within them what it called arba amos, arba amos. The haber gunin, okay. So that's what it called technically a watchtower. The bayis abonei biyam. So you also have a what it called a house that's built on, let's say, an island. Ushtei mechitzos sheish lahen tikra, or two mechitzos that have a roof over them. Uma'ara sheish binyan alpia, or a cave that has a building at its entrance. Veishra beis dira, and again, there's a place to live, or people would live inside it. Kol elu mistarfen ima, imhayu betok shivim ama v'shirayim. So again, as long as they fulfill that 70 and two-thirds ama distance from the edge of the town, these all qualify as places of dwelling. And that's the minimum requirement to have that Seer of Gwan. So it's not necessarily the last house, right? And there's not actually a home. It's just a place where people would live. So it includes all these examples, okay? Uma'oso abayis ha'yotze, roen ki luchut masuach apnei kol ha'medina, umodin en chutz la'oso achut alpayim ama. All right, so I'm going to show you exactly what that means. So basically, we measure from there what would be considered this the string distance. Okay, what's this referring to? So let me show you this picture here. Hold on. I'll show you exactly what we're talking about. Here we go. Okay. So if you look here, this is the best way to view it, okay? If you look at the bottom here, the bottom square is the city, okay? And then you have this house, which is the square on the top where my mat, where the pointer is. And then what you say is, again, that house is within 72-thirds amos from the city. So then what we say is that we kind of, we draw this string over here, this chut matua from each side, so to speak, and that then we create a rectangle around this whole area. So that would mean that when it comes to counting the 2,000 amos, you have this entire rectangular area to work with to start counting what it called the 2,000 amos from. Okay, so that's the what it called. That's that last point there in the Rambam. Okay, but when Allah Hadalin, okay, the Rambam says Ve'ilush ein mitzdarf in ima. Okay, so what would not be mitzdarf to the city? Shtei mechitzos she'ein alein tikra api shedarim b'nei'em. If you have two walls, okay, where there's no roof, even if people lived in there. And then these other cases, Vakesher, Vakever, Beis Knesses, Beis Avodazar, Rotsar, Shem Ben, Beis Dira, all these are places where no one would normally live. Okay, like again, the examples he brought above, except no one lived in them. Vabor, Vasiach, Vamara, Vashuvach. So for instance, you have a cistern, a trench, a cave, a birdhouse, Ubayis Shibasfina, that's interesting. A house that's on a ship, okay, like a houseboat. Kol Eiluch Yotzaban, Emis Darfanima. None of these would be considered to be mitzdarif to the city. Okay, next case. Hayu shtei ayaros zu smucha lezu. So now you have two cities that are next to each other. Okay, so now again we're dealing with two cities now. Okay, im yesh b'nei'an mea varbaim v'achas ushlish. Okay, so as long as the distance between them, okay, is 141 and one third amos. Okay. Shivim Amav Shrim Lazu, Shivim Amal Vishrim Lazu, okay, which would mean 70 and remember that two thirds, which would make it 70 and change from one and 70 change from the other. Choshvin Shtein Kir Achatz. Okay. Vinim says kol ir mehen, melechas is kol ir hashniya, vchutzala apaim ama. It's an amazing idea. So then what we say is when the city ends, okay, let's say there's a clear boundary and all the houses are, let's say, in a perfect line. Then we actually say, as long as there is 141 and one-third amos between the two cities, right, or less, then those two cities become like one. And that means I can walk from one end of the city, of city one, all the way through that city, through that space, to the end of city number two, okay? And then count my tchum from, let's say, the end of city two and out, okay? That's when two cities are next to each other, okay? Hayu shlosha kfarim mishulashin. Okay. Now let's say you have cities that are located in a triangle. Okay. Im yesh bein ha'emsai uben kol echa ve'echa min achitzonim alpayim ama. So as long as I think I have a picture of this. Give me a second. Let me bring up the picture. It's much clearer. Hold on. The picture is here. Give me a second. Not that one, not that one, not that one. I have a picture of this, hold on. There we go. Okay. Okay, so take this. These are three cities in a triangle. Okay, it's fascinating halacha. All right, as long as there is 283 and change amos between the two at the vertical part over here, the triangle. Okay, and then you have what it called 2,000 amos or less. Okay, from the corners of the triangle down to over here. Okay, then you can count. You'd be able to actually travel from city to city. Okay, so again. As long as there is 2,000 amos or less from the bottom city here to the top two, okay, and there's 283, okay, and two-thirds between the top two over here, okay, then this is considered like one city, okay? It's a fascinating halacha. All of them are mitzvahed together as one city. So one more time. Less than 2,000 amos from the two ends of the triangle here, 283 and change between the two on the top over here, one overall city. And that's what the Rambam says in the halacha here. That's what he says when he says, hold on. He says, hold on, Ron. He says, right? So as long as there's 2,000 amos, right, from the bottom one to the top two, right? Right? They become like one city. And then you count 2,000 amos from the edge of each one out. All right, that's how you would draw your 2,000 amos. Okay. Finally, before I take the question, Ir Shehukva. Ulavasof Yashva, okay? Let's say when you have what it called, you put up a wall around a city, right? Ulavasof Yashva, and then what we do is the city's walled, but then people start living in it after it's walled. Modulam Mishivasa. You count from the point where the area that was settled, Yashva Ulavasof Hukva, Modulam Michomosea. But let's say people live there first and then put a wall around it, then the wall becomes the actual edge of the where you count the tchum. So again, if there was a city that was walled, let's say there was an area that was walled in, okay, and then over time people moved into the walled area, and let's say there was a space between the edge of the houses more than 70 amos to the wall, you count from where the people settled to the tchum, not from the wall. But if these people lived there first and then they walled it, then you would count from the walled area your 2,000 amos. Okay, okay. Now the Rambam returns back to an important point, which is he's going to use in Halacha Zayin. In Halacha Vav, he says, Ir Shehaisa Arucha or Meubas, okay? So if you have a city that is, what do you call it, is rectangular or square, Ho V'yishlo Arba Zavios Shavos, okay? Menichen Osa Kamoshahi, Umodon Alpayim Amal Chorach Ma'arba Ruchoseya. So any time a, what do you call it, a city is a square, okay, or a rectangle, since all the four angles of that area are equal, we leave it as is, and then we measure our Alpayim Amma from any one of those ends. So the paradigm case that's used for Tzchum is like a square or a rectangular city. And then there's no chiddush. You just measure your 2,000 amos from any one of the extreme border locations of the city. Now, Haisa Agula, we know this already. If it's a round city, okay, Osin la Zavios, okay, we then square it. Veron Osok Ilu Hibetocha Meruba, Umodin Nechutz Mitzalos Oso Meruba Apayim Amalucha Ruach, Shenim Samishtakar Zavios. So as we saw before, if it's circular, we create a square around it, okay? And you'll see in a second how this works. But we create a square around it, and then even though the borders of the city don't go to the ends of that square, we treat it as if it does, okay? And then count 2,000 amos from the points of the square. So the point is that we always make every city into some type of square shape. Even though it's circular, you gain more space to start counting your tchum. I'll show you in a second, Halacha Zayin, we take up the case of the trapezoid, exactly how that works, okay? In Halacha Zayin, v'chein ma'isa ir mishuleshes, o sheish latzalos rabos, okay? So when you look at these pictures here, you'll see exactly what he's talking about. He says like this, if you look here, okay, the Rambam has, here, this is a good example, okay? Tzalos rabos, okay? So if you notice here, right, this is a case of what would be a more of a modern day looking city, right? It's not a perfect shape, it juts out over here on the left, it's kind of oblong over here, right? So what do? You create a square, right? So this square, this area here and here and here, right? All this becomes as if it's part of the city, and you count your 2,000 amos from the end, okay? And same with, nope, not that one. We'll get to that in a second. Hold on. Same with this one, like a trapezoid, okay? Same thing. You fill in the area here, square and here, to make a square, okay? So while no one lives in this area that's blocked off, right? Nonetheless, we want to make the city into a perfect square. You'll see soon how this gets measured out, but we make it, always make it into a perfect square, and then you count your 2,000 amos from the end, okay? Always. You always count it out from the end. So even though the city ends over here where my where I'm pointing, ultimately it's here where you count your 2,000 amos from, right? So those are those two cases that Rambam just mentioned. In this case here in Halacha Zayin, so we always measure 2,000 amos from a square. That's always our goal. Our goal is to always measure it out from a square. Now, what about this? And what do you call it? Excuse me. Now halacha. 1 second. Yeah, okay. Now halacha ches, okay? Haisa rechava mitzad echad v'katzar mitzad echad. Okay, roan osak iluhi kula rachva. Okay? Haisa asuya kimin gem, which I'll show you that in a second. Osh haisa asuya kekeshes. Okay, so what are these two cases? I'll show you right now. 1 second. Here. Okay. So it's like this. Okay, that's the keshes. Okay, take a look at over here. So imagine your city is set up like an L, okay? Just like in where I'm pointing over here in the top. If your city is set up like an L, okay, and there is less than 4,000 amos or less between the extreme ends over here, okay, then this entire shaded area here becomes part of the Medina, so to speak, okay? And then you can go ahead and count your two, there's all this is considered part of the city, okay? All this inner area is part of the Medina itself. Okay, but if there's 4,000 amos or more between the ends over here, okay, like in this case over here, then what we would say is we count the 2,000 amos of tchum from the ends themselves. And this middle area here, you see, if you lived on the house, there's less, imagine you lived at the vertex here, right at the V, okay, you'd only be able to count 2,000 amos out, okay? And if you lived over here, 2,000 amos out, right? But if there was less than 4,000 amos between the ends, like where I'm pointing up on the top, then I could walk all the way from this house here, all the way to the end over here, and then count my 2,000 amos from that point. Okay, so that's the L city case. The L city case, it depends, as long as the distance is 4,000 amos or less, that'll determine how far I can walk from that house. Okay, similarly speaking, is the Keshes case. Okay, which is this case here. If the city is like a keshes, if it's like this circular pattern over here, okay, like a rainbow, so then the halacha is that, again, if it's 4,000 amos or less between the ends over here, then I could walk from this house right at the extreme end here. I could, all this area filled in is considered part of the city. I'm still in the city here, and I start counting my 2,000 amos from this point on. But if it's more than 4,000 amos between the ends here, then if I'm at this point here, I would have to start counting my 2,000 amos from that point in time, right? So that's the nafka mina between the two cases, okay? It comes down to if there's a 4,000 amma or less distance between the extreme ends will determine how far a person living at the top will be able to walk, okay? So that's, or count as 2,000 amos. So that's what the Rambam says in this halacha over here in Ches, when he says it's like the L or the Keshes, im yesh bein shtei roshea pachos marbas alpayim amma, Modin law hayeser, ronis kol harochav shabain hayeser vakeshes giluhum male button. We look at that entire area as if it's filled with houses. Vim haya bain shne roshea arbas alafim, a modin law element of keshes. But if it's 4,000 amos or more, then we don't say that, and we would say, what do you call it, that I can only walk 2,000 amos wherever my house is located. So that's how the halacha takes care of these, in quotes, oddly shaped cities. Again, notice, in those cases, you can't create the square anymore, okay? The square only works in either, let's say, like the trapezoid case or the circular case. Then you can make a square. But here, halacha does not try to square the L case. It rather treats it in the way we just discussed. Okay, halacha tes. Okay, so let's say you have a city, okay, where the end of the city is by a river, okay? Im yesh lefanea daka rochav arba amos asfasa nachal, okay? So let's say there's a dock, okay, and that dock is 4 amos in width, right? And the dock is obviously located at the mouth of the river, okay? Kadesh yamdo leav ishtamshu benachal. And what's it there for? You can stand on the dock, you can make use of the river as a result. Nimsa hanachal beklala ir. So now the river is considered actually part of the city. Umodid la alpayim ama misfas hanachal hashania. Okay? So then I can measure 2,000 amos from the other side of the river. Okay? V'yasa nachal kulo bechal medina. V'nei adaka b'nuya b'tzido. So then we say that the dock, because of the location of the dock, so now we consider the river as part of the city itself, and you don't count 2,000 amos until you're on the other side of the river. Okay? V'mloya sham daka, but let's say there was no dock, okay? The city just ends at the river and that's it. Ein modid in law elami pesach batayan. Unfortunately, in that case, the last house becomes the point where you count your 2,000 amos from, and the river is now considered part of those 2,000 amos. Okay, so again, if the city borders a river, it's a question if the dock becomes, is the dock considered like a dwelling, so to speak, and that would make the river part of the city or not? Okay. Halacha yud, okay. Yoshvei tsrifin, ein modid lahen ela mipesach batayim. Okay. So let's say people live in huts. Okay. It's an interesting question. They live in it's a good question what exactly the huts mean. But if people live in huts, meaning not normal houses, okay, ein modid lahen ela mipesach batayim. Okay. We measure from the entrance to their homes, we measure our 2,000 amos. Vim yesham sholosh chatzero shel Shnei Batim, okay? Let's say in that area there are 3 chatzeros and 2 houses in each, okay? Hukvo Kulam, right? They're all considered like one. Umaravinosa, we create, again, the square around them. Vinosanem, Apayim, Amalekol, Ruach, Kishar, Yaros. Then we treat them like any other city, and we use the same rules that would apply by a regular city. Okay. We're going to end off with this halacha here because this takes us into another section, but it's important to, it's a good thing to end off with, which is as follows, okay? I'll read it first and then show you the picture, okay? Ein modedin, okay, so how do you figure out, okay, how do you figure out these 2,000 amos? How do you measure it out, okay? So halacha actually has a measuring system, okay? Ein modedin ela bechevel shel chamishim ama, okay? So you would use a 50 ama rope, okay? There was a 50 ama rope that was used to measure out the 2,000 amos, okay? Lo pachos lo yeser. So that would be the standard you would use. Uvecheva shel peshtan. Okay, you would use a flax rope. Kadesh lo yimshach yoser. Because the idea was, is that, it could not be stretched. Okay, so you wanted a rope that was a fixed 50 amos. Okay, now, higia legei, imi haya rach lo chamishim amos, yocho lahavlio becheva lahamida, mavlio, vushie beamko pachos marbas alpayim. Okay, alafim. So what does that mean? It means like this. Let me get up the picture. When it comes to measuring, okay, you would do as follows, okay? They would measure the rope, and if they got to a dip, okay, in the, there we go. If they got to a dip, okay, in the measuring, okay, so again, they're not going to include this. So as long as the depth of this dip in the, and it's very important to notice the angle here, it kind of slopes down and slopes up. It doesn't jut down, but it kind of gradually descends, okay, in both sides. They would hold the 50 ama rope across and then continue measuring, okay? So that's how they would measure that area, okay? We'll pick up tomorrow why this makes a difference, okay? But the key point to end off here is that this rope was the standard rope that would be used to measure all measurements. So when you start measuring 2,000 amos, how would you know? You would use this 50 ama rope that could not be extended at all. Okay, we're going to stop here and we will continue this, God willing, tomorrow.